I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Bramwell Tovey is an English-born, Grammy Award-winning conductor and composer. He'll be conducting and playing piano with the IU Summer Music Festival Orchestra in the IU Auditorium Thursday the 21st. Thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to welcoming you to Bloomington.
Thank you, George. I'm looking forward to coming. I've never been before, and I've heard so much about it.
Your program begins with one of your own pieces, Urban Runway, for strings, harps, piano, celesta percussion, and timpani. The title seems to suggest a rather distinctive cityscape.
Yes, actually it has brass and woodwind, too. It was written for the New York Philharmonic on commission about 5 years ago. I do every year a summer festival with the New York Philharmonic, and they commissioned me to write a piece for Independence Day, if you can imagine it, an Englishman writing a piece for Independence Day. And I wanted to write something that was upbeat and fun, and this piece came out and been performed, I think about 20 times since then. I've had a lot of fun with it, and the urban runway itself is really the sidewalk, and, you know, the way people walk down Fifth Avenue with their new clothes in their shopping bags. Even if they're not wearing them, people have a sort of, they have a more fancy gait. They have a feeling of confidence, the way that your clothes give you confidence, and I just wanted to parody that gently with a sort of minimalist cakewalk, and it's a lot of fun. And we were looking for something that actually would open this concert, and they suggested that, and I was happy to do it.
You've also recorded as a jazz pianist, and it seems appropriate that Urban Runway is described as having a jazz feeling, and that the next thing on the program is The Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin.
I've conducted this music for many pianists over the years, and I always felt that with classically trained pianists, they didn't always get Gershwin's jazz drift, I felt. Not that I want to claim that for myself, but I just felt, gee, I could really have a little go at this myself. So I had a go, and I started performing it, conducting it from the piano about probably 15 years ago, and then I just started doing it all over the place, and I've done it in with the New York Philharmonic, with Pittsburgh, all kinds of orchestras. So I'm quite looking forward to doing it down in Bloomington, too.
Following the intermission, there'll be Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 1, the Titan. Large orchestral forces, lots of winds, lots of brass, and just one tuba. It'll be played by IU faculty member Daniel Perantoni. I understand that you have a special affection for this low brass instrument.
Well, I think when it's played in expert hands, it's extraordinary. I was brought up in the Salvation Army, and I learned to play a brass instrument along with every other male member of my family for several generations. And I ended up playing the tuba. So I played the violin and the double bass as well, but really the tuba was an easy one because it meant you didn't always have to be an orchestra. And as a young conductor, I was quite anxious to spend a lot of time studying scores. So yes, I do have an affection for it. And of course, the tuba has a prominent solo in the third movement where the children's song Frère Jacques is played in a minor key. I have an affection for it and also a respect for it.
We've been talking with Bramwell Tovey. He'll be coming to Bloomington to conduct the IU Summer Festival Orchestra in music by George Gershwin, Gustav Mahler, and Bramwell Tovey, Thursday evening the 21st at 8 in the IU Auditorium. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.